tonight. What a privilege, what an honor to be in your presence again tonight. Thank you for the day one of this program. Thank you for the day two of this program. Thank you for the day three of this program. Thank you for day four, day five, day six, day seven. Thank you for today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your blessings. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. If you are clapping for Jesus, please read some more. Let your clap be loud. Hallelujah. Somebody that has been blessing this program started shout a big hallelujah. Somebody whose life will never be the same again after this encounter, shout a big hallelujah. Again, give Jesus a big clap offering. As you take your seats, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Somebody happy to be in his presence tonight, shout hallelujah. It's my privilege to welcome everybody here tonight. I want to appreciate the Almighty God for this privilege. I want to thank him for his kindness and for his support and for his help that we have enjoyed in this commission since this prayer and fasting started. My prayer for you tonight is that you will not go back empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody that will not leave here empty-handed, let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody wallowing already in overflowing grace, shout a big hallelujah. The title of tonight's meeting is Assessing Help Via Overflowing Grace. Assessing Help Via Overflowing Grace. What is help? Help means to make things better for someone. To make something better for a particular person. What is help? To be useful to somebody. If somebody is useful to you, say, ah, that person is very helpful to me. That's help. For someone or something to be useful to you, then it means it's a source of help to you. What is help? Help means to save somebody from a challenging situation or circumstance. To help somebody is to save somebody from a challenging situation or a challenging circumstance. Please, anytime you are coming to church, come with your Bibles and your notes and your pen. It's very, very important. It's impossible for you to store everything that we talk about on this altar in your brain without putting it on pen and paper. So help means to make things better for someone, to assist someone, to be useful to someone, to save somebody from a challenging situation or circumstance. Our God is a God of help. In Psalms 46 verse 1, it says, but our God is a refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble. He's a very present help. He's present when there's trouble. David, one of the greatest men who received help most in the world, he was a man helped by God. In Psalms 126 verse 1 and 2, Psalms 126 verse 1 and 2, he says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? I will lift my eyes to you. When cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That is, he will lift up, he knows where his help is coming from. It is from God. It is from heaven. I will lift up my eyes to God. That's why when we say, raise up your head, raise up your voice, lift up your hand, we are not, it's not a drama. We are just following the steps of our fathers. The Bible says, remove not the ancient landmarks. God has not changed. The Bible says, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed and he will never change. He's the same principles. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where comes my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Help is accessible in God. He If help is your desire, God is the person you are to run to. If help is your desire, the best solution is to run to God. And I see somebody receiving help from God tonight in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 124 verse 8, it says, our help is in the name of the Lord. Psalm 124 verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah 41. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 to 13. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 to 13. Now, I read this very quickly. Or let us read it together from verse 10 to verse 13. 1, 2, go. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Lift up your voice. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and be confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Verse 12, yet louder. Thou shalt seek and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Verse 13. For I, the Lord, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, as we move into this year. Don't exercise fear. Run for help. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, talks about you not having anything to do with fear. Don't have anything to do with fear. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given you anything called fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. For somebody here today, you will receive help from heaven in the name of Jesus. You will receive help from heaven in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 50 verse 7 says, for the Lord God will help me. For the Lord God will help me. For the Lord God will help me. Isaiah 50 verse 9 says, behold, the Lord will help me. Behold, the Lord will help me. For somebody here tonight, God is going to help you tonight. I say, God is going to help you tonight. Quickly, without wasting our time, I want to show you two people, as God gives us the time this tonight, that God helped. Number one is a man, a young boy called Uzziah. Uzziah was 16. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 1 to 15. Uzziah was 16 when he began to reign. A young boy of 16 years old. God helped him to the extent that he became a king. 2 Chronicles 26. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 1 to 15. He was helped of God because he sought God. He was a man that sought God. You see, you can't seek God and not find him. If you seek him with all your heart. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old. Someone say 16 years old. I don't know your age tonight here. Maybe you are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Whatever your age is, you can receive help from God. If a boy of 16 years old was help of God, then all the people took, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, that's Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. There's something about Isaiah, Amaziah, Zachariah. Josiah, this and okay. He built a lot and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah. Can you see again? Jecoliah again. Okay. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Now let's look at verse 5. Then from verse 5 we'll jump. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah the prophet. That was his secret. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of visions of God. And as long as he sought The Lord God made him to prosper. He sought God. Now listen to this. He sought God to the extent that he became an inventor. He started inventing machines. He started building goodly houses. He got married. He started having children. He prospered to the extent that everybody was aghast about his life. In verse 15, 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15, the Bible says, he was marvelously helped. That's another level of help. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15. He was marvelously helped. He was so helped of God that his help was more than help. It was called marvelous help. That is the realm of help somebody will receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Verse 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines, invented with cunning men, to be on the tower and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows of great stones withal, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Please stop there. He was marvelously helped till he was. First, I say to you tonight, this 2016, you are going to be marvelously helped. I say you are going to be marvelously helped. If you are that person I'm talking to, shout a big hallelujah. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understandings of visions, and then he was marvelously helped. Friends, I've come to tell you tonight, if help is your desire, run to God. If you want to become great, run to God. One of our beloved pastors was teaching yesterday, and he said, don't have another option. Don't have another second fiddle to God. I've often said it before. What God won't do for you, leave it alone. What God won't give you, let it be there. Whatever you have prayed to God for and God didn't give you that thing, that the Bible says he makes everything beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He makes everything beautiful in his own time. I've often told you, I will rather die than to have another option than this God. I've told you that many times. I will rather go and meet God than to go to a plan B. No. As a secondary school student, I think there's a three or so, towards the end of secondary school, there was a woman staying around where I was staying, and she said to me one day, she said, let me give you Ogun Soye. That used to be very brilliant and more brilliant than all the people in your class. An old woman around the place where we were going to school. And I looked at her. I first wondered, did they tell you that I failed or what's the problem? Then I looked at her and I said, no, I don't need it. Mama, no. What God will do for me, nobody can do it for me. And I'm very, very sure today, if she has 7 children, this small brain is better than the brain of those 7 children. This one head is better than the head of those 7. What God won't do, leave it. What God will not give you, leave it.
My help, all of my help come from the Lord. My help, all of my help.
Some time ago, we had a business, and I went to pay the landlord the rent for the small property we were using, and he said, my son, I really love you, I really like you, the way you are very hardworking. I want to give you power. You can see I'm a very rich man. I want to give you power so that you can also become a big. And I looked at him with disdain. Immediately there was a revolution in my spirit. Power. Who has power? Do you have power? I looked at him with so much, with so much, the way I looked at him like a frog. Power. You have power. You. For somebody here tonight, you are going to receive help from heaven. Number two person that we want to talk about tonight is the man called Peter. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Peter had toiled all night. He left the house in the morning and he told his wife, I'm coming. I'm going to get fish. I'm an expert in physiology and physiology. There's nobody that like me that can get you what you need, which is called big fish. I'm going, I will soon be back. And the wife must have said, oh, my sweetheart, go and come back. Tonight will be very sweet. And the Bible says he labored all night. He waited there and he labored all night and he did not catch one fish. It's as if all the fishes had board meeting. They had management meeting. And said, we will not enter this guy's net. Even the smallest... No, fishes are in different sizes. Even the smallest tilapia or the smallest alaro fish did not enter this guy's net. No, they must have done a meeting. And he was there throughout the night. And Jesus appeared on the scene, wanted to do his work. Was in the boat, in his boat, and after he finished, he said, Peter, what's going on here? Launch your net again into the deep for a catch. And he said, verse 5, are you there? And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. Maybe like many of us here, you have been toiling for many years. You have been walking like an elephant and eating like an ant. You have labored in organizations where nobody recognized you. You labored, and they still say you did not do anything. And Simon said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing, neither the less at thy word. You see, I'll be talking more about this issue on obedience tomorrow, during my message tomorrow morning. If you are a man and woman given to obedience, overflowing grace won't be a problem to you. Jesus said, launch again. Put it again. I am speaking. I am the one that can help you. You have been using your skills before now. Your BSc, your MSc, your OND, your NCE. I want to assist you. I want to help you. Discard your thinking, your own proper thinking. Discard your calculations, your matrix, your permutations. I want to be the one that will assist you. He says, I will have mercy on those to whom I will have mercy. Friends, I am here with a good news tonight. You are the next person that God will have mercy on in your family. I say you are the next person God is going to have mercy on in your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net began to break. Friends, that is what they call overflow. Now, the net began to break in the same city, in the same water, with the same net, but with a different backup. Before, it was BSC backup. Before, it was engineering backup. I'm half an engineer. I went to the best school. And please, when we are talking about help from above, discard your qualification. Discard where you study. Listen to me. Even if you are never tasted school before, if you receive divine help, you will still make it more than somebody that has 10 degrees. Degree is nothing without help. And they beckon unto their partner. The overflow was too much. They could not eat it alone. Friends, the blessing coming for you in 2016, you will not be able to eat it alone. Some of us are gradually entering that realm now where we cannot eat alone. We can't drink alone. We have a policy in our house. Anybody that comes to our house must taste something before he leaves. Except you say you are not eating. There's always food. So you must taste something. You must eat something before you leave. You must drink something before you leave. We will ask you, is there something you want to eat? Is there something you want to drink? Can we go? Friends, your store will never be empty from today. Your store will never be empty from today. I say your store will never be empty from today. They beckoned on their friends. Guys, this blessing is too much. Come and eat with us. Come and drink with us. There are some people here today. Between now and the end of this year, you will distribute cars as gifts to others. There is somebody here today. You have nothing right now. But between now and December 31st, your account is so full you cannot spend the money on the loan again. Let me hear your loudest amen. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Stop there. The blessing was so much. The boat that was empty began to sink. The same boat that was empty began to sink. Why? Back up. It's a pity. Unbelievers know how to use their own backup. Christians don't know how to use their own backup. Unbelievers will carry their something. Yes, whatever. I told you the story when I was in Zenith Bank some years ago. There was a man there who was a territorial spirit in that particular place. He was a jazz matas man. He was a big guy in the place, but he knows how to use jazz. He was fully in charge before I got there. Anybody that he wants them promoted, they will be promoted. Anybody that he wants them to sack, they will sack. And a friend of mine knew his secret, and he also made sure that boy was also sacked. That boy noticed that he always comes in early. So the boy pursued him one day. At what time does this man come? Okay, he comes before 7. I will also come before 7. And I will not be in a place where he will see me. So when the guy came in, he went to the toilet. And he brought out his something from his bag. Today, Kotimaso, Foga, Oga. And he mentioned the name of the overall boss, the Oga Patapata of this. Whatever I tell him today is what he must listen to. Anybody I tell him to sack, he's sacking. Anybody I tell. So immediately he was doing that. The guy did as if he didn't know and forced the door of the toilet open. And he saw him. Within the shortest possible time, he made sure they sacked that guy from work. And I was recruited. And there was war. Somebody say war. Somebody say war. He said, who is this boy? Who is this new person that is trying to come here to come out? I had my own backup. He had his own backup. Now it was altar to altar. Somebody say altar to altar. He was doing everything to make sure that the forces and the people in charge fired me. He used knife. He said, they sent me snake. You can imagine in a corporate setting. So some of you here, I don't know where you are working on. No matter where you are working, there are some territorial forces there. You need backup. Somebody say backup. And there was a war. Eventually, he was sacked. There was a meeting in Lagos. And they said, okay, everybody, sit down. And when he got to him, he said, hey, you, what's even your problem? I even heard that you are not doing so well. Oh, yeah, let somebody follow you now to your office. Drop your official car key. Right now, today is your last day. It was like magic. What happened? And they followed him at 10, 11 p.m. at night to go and pack his load in the office. Same day. There are some people you don't toy with. He told me sometime, he said, you, I heard you are a pastor. Pastor. And I did not utter one word of response. I only said it in my spirit. I said, Jesus, if indeed you have called me, show this man and prove to him you called me. Simple. I could not say it because in hierarchy he was higher than me. I just said it in my heart, Jesus, if truly you have called me, show this man that you have called. We had to beg God with mercy after so many years before he could get another job. He was practically scratching the ground to feed. Friends, tonight. tonight is your night of help. All the territorial forces against you, tonight they must bow to you. I say tonight they must bow to you. Tonight they must bow to you. Tonight they must bow to you. It doesn't matter who is with them. Who is with you is what matters. 1 John 4 verse 4. Who is with them doesn't matter. Who is backing you up is what matters. Tonight is the night somebody will receive help. I say tonight is the night somebody will receive help. Tonight is the night somebody will receive help. Quickly, how do you receive this help? Connect with the help of the Holy Ghost. Connect with the help of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the medium for God helping you. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also maketh intercessions for us with groanings which are not the other. But we can't pray as we ought. It is the Holy Spirit that God uses to help us. The Holy Spirit is the medium for accessing help from heaven. For somebody here today, I see you receiving help. I see you receiving help. Jude verse 20. Beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a medium for securing help. The Holy Ghost is a medium for securing help and assistance. Jude verse 20. The Holy Ghost is a medium for securing help. That's why you see from time to time we say, pray in the Holy Ghost, 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 pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost place in your life must be solid, must be firm. The Holy Ghost place in your life must be solid. And how can you retain the Holy Ghost? Be holy. 1 Peter 1 verse 16. 1 Peter 1 verse 16. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. You can't access the Holy Ghost if you are putting your hand in sin all the time. Be ye holy, because I'm holy. The grace for holiness is coming upon somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. It's coming upon somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, how do you receive help from God? Declare your insufficiency and inadequacy. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. It is not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Many of us don't receive help from God because you are too self-sufficient. You are too independent. Quickly, let me give you 5 signs of independence. Number one sign of independence is prayerlessness and praiselessness. If you are not praying and you are not thanking God, that it means you are independent. Number two sign of independence or self-sufficiency is nonchalant attitude to God. Nonchalant. You have a nonchalant attitude to God's instructions. Fast? No. Come to church? No. Nonchalant attitude to God is a sign of independence. It's a sign of self-sufficiency. Number three sign of self-sufficiency is boasting in yourself, saying, I'm the one that did it. I'm the one, and it's by my power. I was the one that did it. You can boast, but your boasting must be in the Lord. God has helped me last year. God has sustained me last year. God has helped me to destroy that person. God, that your boasting must be in the Lord. But when you are boasting in yourself, it's a sign of self-sufficiency. Number four sign of self-sufficiency is staying away from the house of God. When you stay away from the house of God, you are self-sufficient. Forget it, all those people. You are not saying it with your mouth, but your action is saying it. All those people, they love going to church. They love rushing there. Forget them. It's a sign of self-sufficiency. Where else would you rather be? David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to be anywhere else. A whole king. He said, I will be cleaning the house of God. I will be opening the door and closing it. I would rather be in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And number five sign of self-sufficiency is pursuit of other things at the expense of God. Pursuit of other worldly things. Every other thing matters, but the work of God doesn't matter. That's self-sufficiency. Pursuit of the world, the things of the world, at the expense of the things of God, is a sign of self-sufficiency. So, I've spoken to you quickly about how to secure help. I said, number one, connect to the Holy Spirit. Number two, declare your insufficiency. Declare, Father, I'm not sufficient. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh. That was one of the songs we used to sing in those days a lot. It's not very common now. It was a song we sang almost that we can't do anything without you. We can't survive without you. We can't progress. This church is totally dependent on God. We are not moving because we are experts. No. Last night, over this morning, the pastors were still in prayers and intercessions to God for you in this same church. But we were here last night for a program. It shows that we don't have any power. Jesus, bless these people. Jesus, everyone in this church that is trusting you for one thing. We have no power of our own. Number three, how do you connect with help? Give help to others. If you want help, give others help. Luke 6 verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you have measured, it shall be measured back to you. If you give help, you will receive help. In December, I went for a program with my father in the Lord, with my wife, and I decided to quickly go out of the camp area to quickly do something very quickly, and I didn't want to take the car, so I told my wife, okay, there's a conference this afternoon, be there, I'll meet you there. And I took public transport. As I got to the gate, I was already late for the program I was going for, and I said, Jesus, I'm already late. My father, we've already been speaking by now. Oh God, there's no cab here that can take me. Okay, I've been helping others, giving them free ride in my car. Jesus, send somebody to me. Let me be helped as I've been helped. I had not finished saying that thing. A lady just cruised, fully air-conditioned Camry. I'm parked. I said, good afternoon. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to the conference center inside Covenant University for the minister's conference. He said, come in. And as I came in, they put me on owner's seat at the back, and with full AC, drop me at the gate of where I'm going and wave to me, bye bye. If you give help, you will receive help. Either swear sparingly, shall also. If you are not receiving help, it's a sign that you are not giving help. Help somebody within your capacity. Help somebody. Pay somebody's school fees. Assist somebody. Go out to search for somebody you can help deliberately. As a young student by Privilege University, I was privileged. Our fellowship had been existing about 15, 17 years before I entered the school. The first bus bought by the school, God gave us the privilege to spearhead it. I was praying in my room, in my hostel, in Ife, when God spoke to me, you guys need a bus. And I contacted the president of the fellowship. I said, I think we need a bus. He said, since you are the one that God showed it to, you are also the one that should go and get it. Since God showed you that we need a bus, it is true. Then you are the one that should go for the project. Then we started moving about, trying to see how we can get money for the bus. And the bus was gotten without any stress, without any problems. And I don't know, I'm sure maybe they must have gotten another one by now, because it's a long time from now. Help somebody. Assist somebody. Give somebody help. As I say it, my children can never lack help. The number of children I have helped, and I'm still ready to help in my short life. Even if they go to India, Indians must help them. If they go to Congo Kinshasa or Brazzaville, they must get help. Help somebody. Assist somebody. Don't turn your eyes away from somebody's for somebody's ruggedity and lack and insufficiency. Don't turn your face. Not eat alone. And somebody here today, grace to be able to help is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. 1 Timothy 6 verse 17. Is somebody there? If you have, can have it on the screen, we'll be glad. But I can just quote it real quick. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in certain riches, but rich unto all, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, and willing to communicate. Willing to communicate. Verse 18. That they be good, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, and willing to communicate. Be willing to communicate. Be willing to communicate with others. Be willing to communicate with others. I was speaking to the leaders some days ago. I said, any of you here that has not given your parents something for Christmas on a new year? I said, don't come here tomorrow. Don't appear here tomorrow. And as I got back home, the Holy Spirit ministered to me that, okay, maybe some of people have not collected salary. So I came back the following night and I told them, fine, if you have not collected salary, because I know some state governments are not that are owing 3-4 months salary, I said, immediately you collect salary, go and do what is right. Be willing to communicate. Don't be an acagomistic person. There are some pastors, they are the Methuselah of the whole environment. Nope, nothing leaves their hand. It's just, what did you bring for me? All of you, where is what you brought for me? There is no help to anybody. Everything stops at their doorstep. Every blessing it must drop with them. No. Help comes to those that give help. Help comes to those that give help. Be willing to do good. Be willing to assist. Be willing to help somebody. For somebody here today, I see that grace coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Number four, we are going to stop tonight. How to secure help? Be prayerful. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. If you need help, run to God for help. Come boldly. How many of us have come boldly to God tonight? He says, come boldly to God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. So you obtain mercy and find grace to help. When you come to the presence of God, come with boldness. That's why I love the way many of us here have been praying. This is the way you should continue your prayer. The tempo must not drop. We prayed for you last night heavily in that direction. Many of you here, you are now fully revived. Your spiritual life is fully revived. Now, keep the fire burning. Keep the fire. Fan the fire. What you have been doing that made the fire to be like this, keep it burning. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it. What you did that made you to be able to pray like this, don't stop it. The way you separated yourself from sin that has made you vibrant all of a sudden. You yourself, you cannot pray with aggressiveness. Not all these days you are praying and chewing gum is in your mouth. Jesus. Jesus Christi. Mimo. Shanumi. Those prayers cannot get you anywhere. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered a violence, and the violence take it by force. Help is available for you, but you have to take it by force. You have to take it by force. You have to take it by force. Some people are sitting on your help. You have to assist them. There are some people, if they don't die, you can't be helped. There are some people, if they don't die, you can't get married. You cannot progress until they die. There are some people, if they don't die, you can't handle good money. You can't, your account can be in 7, 8, 10 digits until they die. Is somebody ready to eliminate them tonight? Please rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands to God and thank Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Worship Him. Adore Him. Exalt Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Bless His holy name.
Mimo, 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 loba, awon oba, mimo loba, awon oba, mimo, mimo, mimo. Mimo, 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 mimo loba, awon oba, mimo loba, awon oba, mimo, 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 mimo loba.
Lift up your hands to heaven and thank Him this time. Worship Him tonight. Give Him praise. Pray the Holy Ghost for more here this night. Makuta kradi kede bosha, mekede kede bosha, makle kede bosha, makita kradi kada ba, mangle kede bosha, makla kada ba, ya negele bo, makita kada kada ba, takede kede bosha, makita kada kada ba, makete kede kede kede, rokla kada ba ya, abra kada kada ba, single kede bosha, mangle kede bosha.